My name is Ed Zastrow. I represent the Ketchikan Senior Citizen Services. I understand somewhat the situation of the state budget, and I'd like to thank you all for having to deal with the shortfalls. There's a serious situation for the many needed programs now in place, as I understand many are scheduled for reduction. I am in total support of the senior care program. That basic money, which small amount of money it is for the basic needs of those seniors. In the supermarket the other day, a lady was buying veggies. She had to decide with the minimum amount of money she had, was she going to buy vegetables this week or next week? And the same, of course, went for the situation with fresh fruits. A base need program.
Thank you, sir. Juanita Diaz-Camillan.
First of all, my name is Juanita Diaz-Camillan, not chameleon. Those are lizards.
Excuse me, ma'am.
I'm 84 years old. My health is rather shaky because of diabetes. But I'm here in support of the Rendezvous Daycare Center. It's for us old folks. Rendezvous is a blessing for us rather old people. It is a place to go to every day rather than stay at home, clean house, or moon over our infirmities. I almost said infidelity.
This is Alicia Kelly King. I'm the executive director for the Rendezvous Senior Day Service. The Adult Day Center is a place for older adults who can no longer manage independently or who are isolated and lonely. I want to gently remind you that these are the people that built Alaska, and it is our duty and our honor to take care of them. I'm asking you to please reinstate that $500,000 to the Adult Day Services so that we can be those people.
My name is Lisa Pearson, and I am the Adult Services Librarian at the Ketchikan Public Library. I would like to address the proposed elimination of all funding for the Alaska OWL Project. Through broadband subsidies and a video conferencing network, OWL provides the infrastructure for statewide communication and collaboration for state, municipal, tribal, and nonprofit agencies in 96 communities. By using the OWL network to conduct regional meetings and training sessions, Alaskan agencies have the ability to save hundreds of thousands of dollars in travel costs and hundreds of hours in lost productivity time. Ketchikan is fortunate enough to have jet service, but for the residents of small communities like Craig, Kaktovik, and Sandpoint, the burden in time and money to attend meetings in person is prohibitive. Alaskan communities are remote. That is the essence of Alaska. But we do not have to be isolated. OWL allows all Alaskans to work together to promote economic, social, and personal growth. Please do not pull the plug on this necessary infrastructure.
Hi, my name is Catlin Jacobson. I am the librarian at Ketchikan High School. I am here today to address the drastic and inequitable nature of the proposed cuts to our state budget. We are in a fast-paced, tech-dependent world. Access to information is critical. It is essential for our students and our communities to have resources that provide access necessary to 21st century success. These essential services include programs such as public broadcasting and broadband access. Public radio provides unbiased reporting and programming that keeps our residents informed, an essential element of democracy. Our communities also rely on broadband services that have only recently been brought above substandard levels across the state. Cuts to the OWL program and other broadband services will be devastating. As many residents have testified today, we have many essential services to fund. Please keep our most isolated and needy at the forefront of your deliberations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. My name is Chris French. I'm the Director of Planning and Community Development for the Ketchikan Gateway Borough. And I want to talk today about the proposed closing of the Ketchikan District Recorder's Office. Several departments within the Ketchikan Gateway Borough utilize the Ketchikan District Recorder's Office on a regular basis. If the local office closes, the borough will be required to file most documents electronically or by mail, which will cost approximately an additional cost of $1,400 per year. Many recorded documents affecting property owners are not available on the state recorder's website. Without the Ketchikan District Quarters Office, residents will be most likely seek property information at the borough, which will necessitate the allocation of additional borough resources to provide services eliminated by the state. The Ketchikan office serves 70 outlying communities. If this office is closed, the nearest office will be in Juneau, which will add to the travel and postage costs for people living in remote areas.
My name is Les Kronk. I'm employed by Southeast Evadorian Corporation here in Ketchikan. A company that's been involved in the timber industry in Southeast Alaska for over 63 years. I personally have been involved in the timber industry for over 30 years. As you guys face the challenging task of cutting budgets, you have to look closely at what's going to be generating the revenue that's going to keep the state operating. And timber is one of those natural resources that does generate revenue. And it's a critical role in Southeast Alaska that the state timber office continue to operate at some level. Cuts may be necessary, but at some level we need people on the ground to be helping the state timber become accessible to the market. The industry here has been very dependent on the state timber due to the failure of our largest landowner, the federal government, to supply the timber that's needed to keep this industry and the infrastructure available.
Good afternoon. My name is Sam Hernandez, and I'm a PE teacher in one of our elementary schools. I'm asking for your support in keeping wellness funds available to our schools. Wellness grants help our students of all ages to learn the proper skills and to fight obesity. 42% of our students in Ketchikan are categorized as obese. Wellness funds provide new equipment and after-school programs to help our students stay active. Our present wellness staff is always planning new programs and activities to help our students. Funding is essential. Thank you for your time.